Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Scott Edwards here of Fightful.com. With me today is the one and only Billy Starks. Billy, how are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this. I know how busy you are. I mean, you're just coming off I think you wrestled the day after prom. Am I correct?
Yeah, I just had prom on Saturday, and then Sunday I was like, oh, I'm going to go wrestle.
You had the Ultimo Dragon picture going on in your prom dress. You know, that
yeah, it was sick.
That was great. I know a lot of people love that. But that also means that this is WrestleMania week. We are talking about this WrestleMania week. So, again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to talk about it. This is your third WrestleMania week? Am I correct?
Fourth now. Third being on.
Gotcha.
I went to one Mania and just like hung out for the entire time.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's the question. Do you enjoy the chaos that is WrestleMania week as a wrestler?
Of course. It's like so much fun because you see like the best of everything that's going on right now. And if you get bored at one show, you're like, oh, there's six more going on. I'm going to go see my friends wrestle now. So there's just so much chaos going on, but there's always something fun to go do during Mania week.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you make sure to go see shows as well that you're not on just because that's the fun of it?
Yeah, I definitely have like multiple shows on my like list of this weekend. I'm like, oh, I'm free this day. I'm gonna go check out these shows because the people I'm staying with are on them. I can come hang out for a second, and if I want to leave, I'm gonna go find something cool around LA, go be a tourist for a little bit.
Yeah, it's at a great location this year. I think I don't think it could get much better to be a tourist. Now, do you have any shows that are like one after the other, or matches one after the other?
I think I only have like a couple double shots, but I didn't pack my schedule super crazy because I was like, I want to be able to like move around and make sure my body isn't going to be killing me by the end of the week, because I am like not home for after LA either, because then I go to like Georgia, and then I go to New York, and then I have to go to Indiana, and then back to New York. So I'm like all over the place, and I was like, let me not kill my body just yet.
That's a good call. Now, you start Wednesday with Pandemonium Pro. You're in the Rumble Riot teaming with Brogan. Do you enjoy the chaos of a Battle Royal type match like that?
Yes and no. It depends, honestly, because sometimes I feel like there's a limit. This is too many people. But if we're having like a hot rumble where it's like 30 people max, but I've been in the ring where it's like, oh my God, I can't move. Someone's going to kill me right now. I need to throw myself out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy group that's taking part in that rumble. I feel like, you know, they're releasing like a tag team or a singles competitor today. I'm like, I am so confused. I don't even know how this works. But I can't wait to see it. And, you know, I talked to Ak Yasukawa last week. Of course, she's coming in for it, which is very cool. Then, you know, so many others. Do you like the challenge that you get to do a tag team rather than be a singles? Because that's got to be a new experience in a lot of ways.
I love tag team wrestling. It's just so hard to find a good tag team partner.
Yeah.
And two, I was like, I don't know. Does this win mean that we both win, or do I still have to beat you up afterwards? How does this go? I need to understand the rules as the wrestler in the ring.
Yeah. I would think that would be very important once entering the ring. But I guess that's kind of the, You know, if you ever like listen to people talk about it, they're like, we'll just figure out when we're in there. You know, that's what happens. That's how it goes.
It's a pretty normal thing.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear. And of course, you are taking part in the TJPW Live in Los Angeles show. And that'll kind of bring us to the exciting part that I wanted to talk about with you here, because, you know, TJPW, of course, welcomed you into the family late last year. You got to challenge for the Princess of Princess Championship against Yuka Sakazaki. So I guess we'll start at the very beginning before we get all the way here to Hollywood. How did it come about? I know you wrestled with Miyu on the Garden State show. You and Janai were in a triple threat with her. But how did the match and the opportunity come about?
So I think it was definitely a mixture of things. Matt Tremont was a lot of help. He put in such a good word for me, and I truly appreciate it. He was trying to make me the best wrestler I can be. And definitely my matches with Maki and Miyu helped me get in there. But I think Matt's approval definitely got me that final push to be able to go to do the trip.
That's awesome to hear.
And it was kind of crazy. I got an email in like my book, BillyStarks@gmail.com, and I opened it and I was like, Japan, this is fake. It's like one of those like WWE contracts, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it's like all fake. And you're like, what is this? Good joke, guys. Ha ha. And I opened it. And I was like, oh crap, this is real. What is this?
Yeah. Not only was it real, you know, it's TJPW. So it's like, This is pretty big. This is as big as it gets, right in Joshi. And I know you've been wanting to go over there for so long. So was there like a pinch me, is this real moment for you? Like,
oh yeah. I definitely thought it wasn't happening until it happened. I was like, okay. This plane flight isn't canceled yet. Okay. I guess I'm getting on this plane now. Oh my God, I'm in a whole different country. Where am I?
And did you love being over there?
I loved it so much. It was an incredible experience, like in the ring too. Like the women were phenomenal to work with. And then just being able to go see like crazy things I'd never thought I would see in person before. My last trip there, the one I got back from recently, it was amazing because the cherry blossoms were like just about to bloom. So I got to see them right before I left. And I was like, this is beautiful. I was like, this is crazy. I've never seen a cherry blossom in person. And to see it like in a park, just all like at the right time, I was like, none of this was here yesterday. And now it's like just all over the place.
I think that's my favorite part to hear kind of about like, when wrestlers take their first trips to Japan, like, yeah, the wrestling's great. I'm sure that was awesome. But hearing the experiences that you got to experience, you know, first time and now this time, which is kind of a brand new way getting to see the cherry blossom. So that's awesome to hear.
And I also say that the food is so much better. I came back home and I was like, I can't eat anything. I had to eat so clean when I came back home. I was like, fast food made me like gag at the smell because I got so used to eating food in Japan. And I was like, this is great. And I came back home and I was like, that smells disgusting.
Oh, that's awesome. And you got to team with Millie McKenzie, of course, for your first match there. And I know she is someone that you've been a big fan of for a long time. So how cool was that to, you know, not only do you get to go over there, you're having the big title match at Cork and Hall, which we'll get to, but your first match, you get to be in there with Millie and then face Miyu Yamashita and Yuka Sakazaki.
It was definitely like a dream. I was like, none of this is real. I feel like I'm still sleeping. And it was crazy because I was also like super jet lagged because I've never had that big of a time difference before. So I was like, this isn't real. Everything is illusion. But I was having such a great time. And like at the end of the trip, I was like, oh my God, I took so many pictures. I got to see so many crazy things. I was lucky that like, some of the DDT boys like took me out and was like, oh, let's go to Mr. Danger's. And then Alex Colon like took me to the zoo one day. And I was like, this is crazy. The zoo is like nothing like back home. I was like, I haven't seen any of these animals before. I got to see flamingos.
That's awesome. And I think that like getting to hear that, you know, you get to all these new experiences. And for you, it does sound like it wasn't just about the wrestling, which is good. It was about those different moments, right? And the food being better and things like that, which is so great to hear. Did you walk away from that first trip saying, well, I'm gonna have to do a full tour here eventually?
Oh, multiple times. I said that like after my first day there, I was like, I gotta come longer. I was like, when's school gonna be out? When's my schedule free again? Can I come here for like a while? And
Because
it
I
was
know.
weird because I was like, I wanna train and like I requested to train and they're like, you're not here that long. Go have fun. And I was like, no, I wanna train with everybody, but I also will have time to go do stuff.
And that was my next question. How was it training with everybody in like the TJPW dojo? Was that a different experience from, say, training here in seminars and schools like that?
It's just a different style. Like the teaching is kind of same, but like the motions and how like they'll change just little things. And I like little changes that they'll make sometimes. And then also when you are training, it's still like full speed, but you kind of like cheat everything where you don't hurt your body. And I was like, this is kind of great. How do you guys do this? Because in my head, I'm like, I just got to do it, or I'm just going to walk through it. I don't know this middle pace that you figured out.
And did you feel, and you didn't get to spend a long time there, but did you come back to the US feeling like you were just a better wrestler overall because of the experience?
I feel like the women that I wrestled there have helped me so much with the little time that I got to be there. The Joshi women are like a whole different, like, beast of wrestling. I've always said I was super inspired by Joshi wrestling because those women literally are some of the best in the world.
And I think a lot of people could tell, like, just even like within your movements, at least watching, you definitely like picked up a lot from there. And it's like the little things that I appreciate, and I hope others do too. So let's talk about that title match at Cork and Hall. First, at Cork and Hall of all places, I mean, that's the place for a lot of people. Everyone talks about Tokyo Dome jokingly, but like if you're going to go to Japan, Cork and Hall's as big a place as really you can participate in. So for that, like walking out there in front of the crowd, cheering was back in the
Yeah.
Corkins by then. So how was that? Like, how was that experience? And then, oh, I have to get into game mode because, oh, I'm
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step by step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Challenging for the title against Yuka Sakazaki of all people.
It was kind of crazy. I just remember, like, in my head, I was like, nobody's gonna say anything when you go out there. Don't freak out. Because in my head, I was like, nobody knows who I am. I'm just a little white girl from America. I don't know how I got here. I was like, I feel like I'm just going by, like, I was like, I'm just trying. I hope you guys like me. But I was so excited before I went out. I just had like no expectations. I was like, I just got to go out and wrestle and have fun. And as soon as I heard Blink 182, I got so excited. I was like, no way Blink 182 is playing in Corrigan Hall right now. This is amazing. And then like right after the match, I had no idea about this, but the translator for TJPW came and talked to me and he was like, oh, how's it feel being like the youngest to ever main event Corrigan Hall? And I was like, huh? And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you just made history and you have no idea. And I was like, oh crap. And I think the person who had it before me, or I was the youngest gaijin to ever main event Corrigan Hall, not youngest wrestler ever, but youngest foreigner. And the person who had it before me, I think they said was Jimmy Lloyd. And I laughed so hard. I was like, I'm so glad I beat Jimmy.
it was like the cherry on top for a lot of ways. That's awesome. And congratulations to you. I mean, you know, I don't even know how you would know that going into that match, because that's probably the last thing on your mind.
I'm not worried about this right now. I'm
like, I got to go out there, put on a show, which of course you did. Poor Yuka, you know, had to suffer that on the apron. I remember that that clip was flying around. And let's talk a little bit about your most recent trip over there. Of course, one match, but you made your mark for sure. I was doing the show live for Fightful, and of course you did a swanton to the outside that left a lot of people talking. And my favorite part of the whole thing was you're like, I'm fine. I'm good.
I'm ready to
go. Everyone was, because for those who haven't seen it, you all should go check out the match. Of course, you face Saki Sama and Mei St. Michelle teaming with Yuki Kamifuku. But you took out Mei on the outside with this, you know, crazy swanton. It was awesome. And it looked terrifying, but that's coming from someone that's not a wrestler. So I feel like
the video is a lie, because in my head it was not that far. I was like standing up there, I was like, oh, she's so close, jump. And on the video I was like, this looks insane, I wouldn't do this.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looked like you jumped like incredibly far. Like I don't even,
it was like to the other ring post. I like watched it and I was like, did I just do a coast to coast swanton? How is this possible?
was it one of those moments where, you know, you get up there and you're just like, well, I'm here, I'm doing this. Because no matter what, it's gonna hurt.
I actually didn't feel any pain from the like swanton. It was more when I stood up and twisted my ankle. So you see me like start waddling on my ankle. I was like, the freaking swanton didn't hurt. You guys saw me stand up and I was like, oh crap.
That's fantastic. Well, not really, because you got hurt, but fantastic that the swanton that had everyone worried was like, that's the least of my
worries. I think it worried everybody, because I'm always somebody who tucks very late, but that's just because I feel like I have better control of like not over rotating and like killing my hips. So I tuck super late and that scares a lot of people. And I'm like, I promise I didn't hit my head. A lot of people thought I got a concussion from it. And I was like, my head did not touch the ground. Come on.
Yeah. So, and I was like, she hit it like a perfect spin kick after the fact. There was no way
I'm not dazed, guys, I promise.
Yeah. But how was that experience in Ariake Coliseum? Like, that's a big arena and you're going against the returning Saki Sama, Mei St. Michelle, you know, they're kind of, they can annoy you a little bit in that ring, of course, but how was that experience?
I honestly had no idea the venue was like that big or the show was going to be that huge until I walked into the building. I was like, oh, I get to go wrestle again. I'm so excited. I was like, I'm finally back in Japan. And I was like, oh no, this is like a big deal. I was like, how is this like full? And they're like, yeah, we sold all the floor seating and this is all full. And I was like, that is crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. But how was Yuki, you know, teaming with her? How was that experience?
I had a lot of fun teaming with Yuki, and I think it was great because I also had somebody who like spoke enough English where we could have like a normal conversation, because I feel like I speak very little Japanese, so I sound like a crazy person sometimes because I'll say like the wrong thing, or it's like very broken Japanese where I'll say like a few words and they have to like, Oh, we know what you're trying to say.
That's awesome. But that's good to hear that, you know, you were able to have those conversations. And it was such a crazy match for you, of course, to be in, because like I said, for anyone that is listening to this that doesn't know Saki Shaman May St. Michelle, you're just gonna have to experience it yourself. That's my best way of telling you, because
the maid is so sneaky. Yes. Her and her little silver tray, I swear it would not stop coming. I was like, where is this thing coming from?
Yeah, she just always has it without not having it. If that makes sense. It's just like she has it 1 second, then, you know, you're slipping on it the next. It's not fair.
I've slipped way too many times in 2023. I'm tired of it. I was like, this is not my bit.
It is March. that's tough. You know, slipping too many times, 2023, and we're here in March. But that's okay. That's okay, because you have a bigger match this week somehow. Yeah, I feel like you just have a lot of big matches with TJPW. I think that's just kind of your thing, and that's not a bad thing to have. Of course, you're facing Rika Tatsumi at the Globe Theater, which is pretty cool, for the International Princess Championship. One, how is the press conference experience? Because that's a whole new thing, of course. And, you know, we got Amara Rika for the first time, you know, with her whole new look and everything.
Look, I'm American. It was so funny when she walked in. I was like, what is going on right now? And she was like, I have Coke, Coca-Cola. And I was like, she doesn't want to say Coke.
That's phenomenal. And how are you? Are you looking forward to the match? I mean, another chance to bring a title home, you know, right? And in a lot of ways, and we know you're going to be back at TJPW, but this guarantees your next trip in a lot of ways.
Yes.
So you're looking forward to the match? And
I'm like very, very excited. And I feel like it's going to be an insane show. Yeah. And I feel like TJPW right now has some of the top women. Their last show truly proved that, with like how many title changes they had. They had a giant panda come out and try to murder two girls. There was just so many shenanigans, and they have so much to offer too. Mm-hmm. And everybody who is a champion there is like a truly fighting champion. It's someone who you want to be in the ring with. And I'm very, very excited for my match. And I saw the match where Rika won the title.
Yeah.
And I was like, this was amazing. I was like, this is a phenomenal match. I can't wait to have this Mania match.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that you know, we got to see, of course, this match was announced before she won the title, but you know, once she got the title, I think it's great to see that they're doing the title matches now here in the US to kind of really feel the size of the show. And what does it mean to you to be on their first US show?
It definitely makes me feel like I'm wanted at TJPW. This is definitely one of the places I can call home. This is a place I will constantly be at as long as I can be.
Yeah. And I think that's what everyone wants to hear. I think you've made a real impression in my last, well, two more on TJPW, but one is, how did the, you know, Japanese fans take to you, you know, after the fact? Because obviously, you know, you walked out there like, no one knows me, how you doing? And after the, you know, after the match, and you know you coming back, did you feel like a sense of love from them? Because they were really supportive, I think, of, you know, all the wrestlers.
They were so respectful and like so supportive, and it was crazy when I went out, there was like signs with my name on it and like my picture. Yeah. And I was like, people don't do this back home. I like live home and wrestle for the past 5 years, and I've gotten like a few signs, but not ones with like my entire face on it. Come on.
Yeah. As I talked, you know, I talked to Janai Kai about when she went over there a few weeks ago, and she kind of said like, it's just so different, and it in a good way, of course. Mm-hmm. And they really take a liking, even if you're, you know, brand new, they just instantly become fans of you. So I like that, you know, they had signs with your face on it, something that you don't even get here in America. Like, what do we do? We have to have it at the TJPW show in Los Angeles. So anyone seeing that, you know what to do.
Bring fun. Make it fun. Bring streamers. I miss streamers. I feel like streamers should be a thing. I remember going to like indie shows and always throwing streamers.
I think streamers are the best part of being a fan. at least to me. So everyone listen to Billy.
It just sucks for the cleanup crew that has to clean up all the streamers.
Well, you know, it's part of, I guess it's part of the thing. You know, I always remember watching like Ring of Honor when, you know, the Young Bucks would have those. And, you know, now with Joshi had them all the time. And I'm hoping they bring them back. And I think you're on something. At least when TJPW is here in the U.S. for the first time, I think that's perfect time to bring in streamers. Now, my last TJPW question for you, you're challenging for the International Princess title. You've challenged for the Princess of Princess title. That means tag team titles. If you could pick one person to team with you to take on Miyu Yamashita and Maki Ito for the tag team titles, who would it be?
That's hard. I feel like I would work really, really well with Alley Cat or Catch. I feel like we make a really good team, and I feel like we could do it. If I had to choose somebody else, I would probably choose Sky Blue.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a great one. And, you know, TJPW and AEW, of course, have that connection. So never say never, I guess. I think everyone would love to see that. But we can move ahead here. The Life of Billy Starks documentary. This, you know, I think a lot of people loved, you know, getting to kind of see your life and your everyday, which, as we were talking about, is pretty chaotic. How is it, you know, getting to share that with everybody? Because as a pro wrestler, obviously a lot of people know about your life already, but that's, you know, an even deeper look at it.
I actually almost gave the camera back at one point because I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to show, like, my real life. I was like, this is pretty chaotic and I do a lot of things, but I also don't want people knowing everything I do. Mm-hmm. It was like, I felt like a sense of privacy. I was like, is this okay for me to share with everybody? Do you want to see me do my real job that I do outside of this? I thought I'm supposed to just be this really cool wrestler that does swantons to the floor.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, when I see those types of documentaries, it's always, I want to hear your side because it's, you let a lot of people know about a lot of things that maybe you don't want people to know about. But I know a lot of people are happy that you didn't give the camera back. They got to kind of see the life of Billy Starks. And, you know, you're coming up on graduation here. Is there anywhere you haven't traveled yet? And I know you're going to Eve, and I'll ask you about that in a little bit. But is there anywhere you haven't gone yet that you're like, okay, I need to go now that I have a little more freedom to do so?
I want to make it back to Defy. I would love to be on a Defy show. And when I went up there, I was just hanging out and I like went as a fan and I was like, this is insane. I would love to be a part of this. And I haven't had to make the journey back out there yet, but I definitely, that's somewhere I would like to go make a pit stop at.
Yeah. That atmosphere at Defy is like so unique from the shows that I've watched, at least. So I think that's a great shout. And I can see you in PWG too, now that, you know, they're having women's matches again and stuff like that. I think that'd be a good place for you as well.
I saw the balcony in there. I could do some crazy things.
Well, hey, you have a chance this week. You're going to be there.
Hey, TJPW.
We can watch out.
Oh no, there's going to be a dive off the balcony. I'm going to get in so much trouble. You made us lose the venue. Bad.
That's, yeah, well, if you have the balcony, you have to use it. I mean, it's there.
I haven't done it yet. We'll see. Maybe we'll see what the future holds.
We will. So you've made a lot of debuts over the last few months. TJPW, AEW, MLW, Ring of Honor. You're checking all the boxes here. And last week, if I'm not mistaken, you are on AEW, Ring of Honor, and MLW. That is insane.
Yeah, is all insane. At the same time.
I don't think anyone can say that they've done the same thing for all three of those.
And least. That was like the week I got back from Japan too. So I was like, oh, this is great.
Right. So like, what does that mean to you to kind of, you know, these, you know, bigger than independent wrestling companies, you know, all give you a chance and, you know, you get to show what you're all about on the biggest scale possible in a lot of ways.
I'm just riding this high. I love the wave that I'm on and I hope this journey continues that way. But I'm it's like crazy to go like show my friends at school and like, look what I'm doing.
Yeah, here's and you know, you talked about how your town did a documentary on you too as well. Am I not mistaken?
So there was like a news article, okay. WDRB, which is like very big in my area, which like probably nobody out of like Kentucky or like Indiana will know what it is. Sure. But a bunch of people like I go to school with or people that I trained with were all like, oh, this is crazy, you're on the news.
I mean, it's awesome though. So you know, and did that like, is there like anyone at your school that doesn't know you're a wrestler yet?
Oh, I feel like everybody kind of knows now, but like a lot of the underclassmen that like haven't known me for like all the couple of years, a lot of them don't know me, which I'm like, I'm cool with because you'll leave me alone.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, but I don't even know if you'd want them to know, because, you know, it makes your life easier if you could just be a
student. A few of them know, and I'll get rushed in the hallway. I got this guy in the stairwell that stopped me today, and he was like, congratulations on your news article. Do you want to walk with me to Whatchamacallit's class? And I was like, no, have a good day.
Oh, man. Okay, well, sure. That's I guess the life of being
this
a wrestler.
This is my life.
Yeah, this is exactly. That's what The Rock was thinking, or Mankind was thinking all those years ago, when we, you know, that will be the Billy Starks. This is my life. So you won on Ring of Honor this past week. How do you like being in that atmosphere? Because, you know, it's a kind of a closed set, but it's very intimate and, high production level, but it's all about the wrestling. You beat Miranda Alizé. How was that experience for you?
It honestly was a lot of fun. I was wrestling with like my fingernails split in half though, so my hand was hurting so much, and I was like, this is my last match, it'll be fun. Then I started wrestling, I was like, my hand hurts. And it was like already wrapped in bandages and stuff, and I was like, it's not gonna bleed, it'll be fun. But I had so much fun, and like ROH was a really big deal for me because I like grew up watching it. It was like a really big part of my childhood, and like Mouse has like videos of me being like, oh, I want to work here one day, this would be cool. And I was like super small, and I was like, this is not real. That's not me.
And that's awesome, and I think that's why I figured you watched a lot of Ring of Honor, you know, growing up, because I think anyone that really, I'm guessing, that loves wrestling as much as you do, kind of, you eventually
we
find
all
that
had our ROH phase.
We did. Is there, you know, you've talked about this very openly. You love the Indies, and rightfully so. That is where you've made a name for yourself. Is your hope moving forward to just continue wrestling everywhere, whether that be, you know, the highest of highs like AEW, or a brand new indie in, you know, whether it's the US or England or elsewhere? Is that like kind of what you're planning and hoping to continue doing, as well as going to Japan, of course?
So my game plan right now is just to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm loving wrestling. I'm going to finish up school. And truly, I just want to be in a ring. I don't care where the ring is or who it's in front of. I just want to get in the ring and wrestle, as long as it's fun and I'm putting on a show.
That's what matters. I think that's definitely what I like to hear personally, because that's kind of you knowing what you want to do, and it's just about the wrestling, and that's what it should be. You're heading to Pro Wrestling Eve, like I said earlier. That's exciting as well. You're doing a lot. I talked to you about this before we got started. There's just like matches popping up at every moment, but you are heading to Pro Wrestling Eve to take Sapphire Reed, I believe.
Yes.
Is this your first time in England, correct?
Yes, this is my first time ever in England. That's Japan awesome. Was like my first time ever out of the country. I've never been to like Canada or Mexico. And I was like, this is crazy for this to be my first trip out of the country. And this, I was like, nobody speaks English here. Then I got there and I was like, there's English signs, I'm okay.
Well, are you excited to head over to England for the first time?
I'm super excited. Actually, during the pandemic, I kind of got hooked on Pro Wrestling Eve. They kept like live streaming, and it was like probably like 4 a.m. my time, but I was up because I was bored and had nothing better to do. So I was like, oh, I'll watch wrestling. And it was really crazy because I got to see so many phenomenal matches. And then some of their like techniques are different than what you would see in like US chain wrestling or even like their little transitions. I always thought there's like little things that are like, these are norms here, but these are not norms in other locations. It's really strange. You can see it like location also changes wrestling. Yeah. No matter where you go.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that's why it's also exciting, because right, we talked about how you went to Japan, came back different, and now you're going to go to England, come back a little bit different. So you're really rounding out your game with all these different styles. Even if maybe, you know, the regular fan may not notice, I think everyone, you know, will notice just the little tweak. So that's very exciting for you, of course. That's coming up very soon, so everyone keep an eye out for that. We only have a few more questions here. We'll finish up soon. Again, thank you so much for your time. What aspect of your work are you most excited to improve on in 2023?
Ooh, just like self-love, if that counts.
No, that's important. That's
like
very important.
A lot of like little things that I felt like, oh, I need to take like better care of myself doing this, or like, oh, I should ask for this. I was like, I'm so one of those people, I'm like super nice, where I'll be like, oh, I could take care of that, don't worry about it, or I'll just like do everything I'm supposed to. And after like going to Japan and seeing how like respectful they are and how well taken care of like all of their wrestlers are, and then how welcoming they are with foreign talent, I looked at how like when we bring people into America, we kind of like put them like on their own a lot of the time. Like even with Shaza, like Shaza was like figuring out when she came to the US, even though like stuff's way different, she was like, oh, I love it here, I'm gonna figure it out, I think I might live here. And now she's here. I was like, how did you get here?
Yeah, I think that's very important. And I think, you know, people, and I've seen, you know, over the past couple of years, I think we've all seen it with wrestlers, you know, taking care of yourself is just as important as anything that has to do with wrestling, because, you know, some people have left the business because of one thing or another. So that's great to hear. You know, that's kind of your main focus, and we're excited to see what that means for you, of course, as you continue on. So last few things here. What, you know, you have been a big part of women's wrestling in the US, that goes without saying. And, you know, I think over the past couple of years, especially, it's really grown to be like such an awesome key part of the indies. And, you know, we're seeing on television and pretty much everywhere in the US, it's become a major part, and rightfully so. What does it mean to you, you know, just to take part in that and help grow women's wrestling to the point where it's become a favorite for many people?
I'm just proud to be improving wrestling. If I can just come into wrestling and make wrestling a better place, I'm going to be happy that I left it better than what I found it. And truly, I think wrestling grows as a community. We don't grow as individuals without bringing other people up with us. I say like all the time, I get so excited when I get to wrestle like new opponents, because either I'm going to learn something or they're going to learn something from me. And it just makes wrestling better. We're all going to be in the ring with the other person at some point. Really hope they're good.
And I think that's great that's always great to hear, because like you said, it's about everyone at the same time. And you said new opponents. Perfect segue to Queen of the Indies. Queen of the Indies coming up. You were officially announced, which was very exciting. That's what I was hoping to hear. There's two specific new opponents we'll talk about. Of course, Chigusa Nagayo is coming over, which anyone that's listening to this, I hope you know how big of a deal that is. Well, and she's doing a seminar, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Are you trying?
Because of travel and everything, because I'm all over the place.
Well, that brings up then Takumi Roha, Unagi Sayaka, Brooke Havoc. There is a long list. Lady Frost is in it. There's so many people competing in it. Is there anyone in that tournament you're really hoping to face?
Ooh, I feel like there's so many great competitors in it.
Yeah.
Like, these are the top women going right now, whether you believe it or not. And seeing who's going to come out on top, I think it shows who's going to be the next one up, who's going to be the next female running the world right now.
Yeah, that's what I love about it so much is that, you know, it says indies, but it's worldwide. It's bringing women's wrestling all around the world together and, you know, showcasing it in a promotion like West Coast Pro that is so popular. And
I think they've been killing it with their shows. Every card I've seen, I'm like, I'm excited about this show. They haven't missed.
They have a little bit of everything. That's what's so great. I think so great about them. I'm totally in agreement. They haven't missed. And Masha Slamovich, of course, their new women's champion. You got to have your eyes on that, I'm sure.
Ooh, Masha's just a monster. She is. But I've beat the monster once. I can say that. Twice, actually. So, what's their time's a charm, I guess.
You have Billy Five belts. Billy Six belts. Well, we may have Billy Way Five too belts many. This week. Yeah. Well, you're really going to have the Ultimo Dragon picture going.
I'm not ready for that suitcase. I feel like my suitcase already gets heavy enough with one.
When you posted that picture, I was like, that, you know, that's not light. I don't think people like always realize that belts are not, they're not
light. The black label one is so heavy, and I was holding it in my hand and I was like, I can't hold my arms out for this long. I didn't realize how weak I am. I was like, or these belts are just so heavy. I hate taking like check bags, but sometimes I have to like belts and crap, and I hate going through TSA and your beep goes off and you have to pull a belt out of your bag and you're like, yeah, this is mine, thanks, put it back.
Yeah, I kind of need this. Being a champion, it's not easy. You know, everyone talks about having to defend the belt. It's the simple part of having to bring it around too.
Me and Marty talked last weekend how she like won a trophy at a show. She had to travel back home with it, and she was like, it was the same height as me, so I'm sitting next to it in the airport like this. She was like, I look like a crazy person, and they're like, what'd you win? A wrestling match.
I love that so much. And I guess the last question here before I let you go, and we talked about what do you want to work on, what's, you know, keep training and, you know, focusing on self-love, like you said, but you've accomplished so much, even just this year. I mean, we just went down all the promotions you work for. You have four belts. You're about to make it five, of course, with Rika, as we know. What's your next big goal besides graduation? Obviously that's a goal, but you know,
get done with school.
Yeah.
Moving out. I'm actually moving out early June, July. Around that time after graduation, depends on when graduation happens and where my life's at. But I plan on moving very soon. I'm super excited about that. But goals with wrestling, I plan to do even crazier. I feel like people haven't even got like enough yet. I was like, until you see a Segway driver on TV, you haven't seen Billy Starks.
I think that's perfect. And it's the truth. It's the truth. Until we see that on TV, we haven't reached the ultimate level. And I think people will be very scared when they see that on TV, because every time I see it, I go, oh, okay. Sorry to the opponent. People will think the Swanton was nothing by then from TJPW. They'll be like, what was that? That was nothing compared to what you're going to do next.
I was like, wait till you let me and Nick get in the ring. If we had an AEW match, it would be insane.
I think it needs to happen. I think it needs to happen. But Billy, thank you so much. Shout out TK. Exactly. I hope he's listening. Set it up immediately. even on Dark. Let's get it on Dark first. And then, you know, we'll build up, right? But thank you so much, Billy Starks. Where can the people find you? I would have you list all the shows you're going to be on, but that would probably be another, you know, 20.
It would be a long page. I have to pull up the calendar.
Yeah. So where can people find you on the socials? And we'll keep it to WrestleMania week. Where should people be finding you WrestleMania week?
You can check me out at Billy Starks, BILLIE. And then Starks is STARKZ. And for any of my upcoming shows, I'm posting all over my social media. I will also post, like, if you can watch the shows live, if you can't make it to LA. So please check out Mania Week. I'm going to be doing a lot of crazy things. So try to keep up.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. For Billy, I'm Scott, and we'll see you next time here at Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.